Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Venable. Batting third. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Guy Szolarts. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Pettini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish scores. Rogers moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Scott scores. It's 5-0, Expos. Tom Griffin now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Cromarty moves to third. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Pettini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Strain pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is out, Pettini applying the tag. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0-for-1 in the game. Venabil hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Pettini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive towards first. Ivey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts is 0-for-1 in the game. Szolarts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Chris Spear. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from May and he is out, Pettini applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing shortstop. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bourgeois pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Chris Bourgeois is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourgeois hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Bourgeois now playing right field. Max Vanabil now playing center field. Fred Braining now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott scores. One out. It's 6-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Cromartie moves to second. It's 7-0, Expos. Phil Nastu now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nastu fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil is 0 for 2 in the game. Vanabil hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solarte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solarte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Szilárd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szilárd is 0-for-2 in the game. Szilárd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pettini. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Cromarty scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 8-0, Expos. Mike Rowland now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Joe Pettini. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bourgeois is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourgeois is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourgeois hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Mike Rowland. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.